96.5 WDBO.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the world of Orlando, Joe Byrne, alongside Aaron Byrne, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you guys today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Super.
Well, it's fantastic. The nice weather is outside.
It's just about my threshold. 50 degrees, that's about my threshold.
Perfect football weather.
Well, when the sun comes up, it should be perfect.
Oh, yes. Oh. I agree. Well, sun is up, Kyle. I know you haven't been out since 6 o'clock this morning.
That's true. When I came in here to begin our college game day coverage at 6 a.m. over on 580, it was dark. And now when the sun gets out at the top of the peak of the day around 1 noon, I guess, with the time change, it should be 71 and breezy.
Perfect.
College game day at UCF. Yeah.
Hey, how about that?
Hey, huh?
We're the only three people not there, apparently. No, okay. Now, everybody listening on the radio today, what can they call you about today?
Well, Aaron and I are here to answer the questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up when we're 55 years old, look across the kitchen table to Loretta and say, Loretta, honey, that paycheck's going to stop someday, and how are we going to continue to maintain this lifestyle that we enjoy? So we go through life collecting a bunch of stuff and wake up with a bunch of financial accidents, and our job here is Certified Financial Planner Professionals is to be your body shop, your financial body shop. We get out the Bondo, patch things up, get you on the way, and show you what you need to do. And as I say, Monday through Friday, Aaron and I and the 10 other Certified Financial Planner Professionals at CFG do this for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we do this absolutely free. So if you have any questions about anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances, as it may relate to questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, 401ks, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. We are here to take your questions. And by the way, this is the only show in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. This is not a one-hour infomercial. We are here to answer your questions. So we do this live. This is not pre-recorded. We are here live, right, Kyle?
Live 908 on November 17th, 2018.
You got it. So why don't you throw out those numbers? We'll gin up the lines and see what we can do.
Well, I'd say, I mean, we are live. So that is 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Gentlemen, I don't know if you've heard the rumor or not.
Go ahead.
But the rumor is true. The text machine is back.
Oh, yes. Woo! Yes, we saw that. And by the way, we want to remind our listeners that we are broadcasting live on Facebook. So if you are a Facebook aficionado, all you have to do is go to your Facebook page, put in Certified Financial Group in the search column there.
Search bar.
Search bar. Thank you very much. Search bar, and up we will pop. You'll see Aaron and me in the brand new, beautiful studios at WDBO, and you can even chat with us, I think, on that Facebook page. So go to Facebook, go to Certified Financial Group, and you'll get a peer into the studio.
Yeah, you can do that. Again, 21232 is the text number, 21232. But don't watch and drive. That's not good.
Not good. I don't want you to do that. Not at all. Dangerous.
Yeah, if you're home on your couch, cozying up with your cup of coffee in the weather, that's when you can do Facebook Live. Not when you're down on I-4.
Nope.
All right, let's kick it off here, Mr. Aaron Byrne. Contribute more to retirement accounts in 2019 is today's topic.
Yeah, so every year the government evaluates whether or not what's been going on with inflation, and using the inflation indexes, they determine whether or not you should be able to contribute more into your retirement plans. So all of those numbers come out this time of the year, and so our job is to come out here and let people know that the opportunity is out there now for 2019 to be able to put more money into their 401ks and IRAs than they had been able to put in years previous. So the new limit that just came out, so previously for this year, the limit for a 401k or 403b has been $18,500 per year is the maximum amount that you could put in if you're under the age of 50. If you're over the age of 50, you know, you don't have as much time to put money into a plan, so the government has what's called a catch-up contribution that they allow you to do. That was an additional $6,000. So the maximum for someone over the age of 50 or 50 or older would be $24,500. And so the government and their infinite wisdom said that you can put an additional $500 away into 401k plans for 2019. So the limit for people under 50 is now $19,000, and the catch-up remained the same. So
So it's $25,000 max if you're over 50, and $6,000 max on the IRAs if you're over 50.
That is absolutely correct.
$500 a month on the IRA, that's what you ought to be shooting for.
And
folks,
they also did the same thing with IRAs. So with the IRAs...
I jumped the gun here, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's okay. So now the IRA limit went from $5,500 to $6,000. So for 2018, it's been $5,500. And for 2019, it's jumping up again another $500, so it's jumping up to $6,000. So that's both for Roth and traditional IRAs. So plan ahead. If you are trying to max out those plans every year, you need to make an adjustment come your first paycheck in January so that you can get that maximum contribution in before December 31st of 2019.
And folks, unequivocally, your IRA, your 401k is the foundation upon which you're going to build your retirement. So if you are not using it, you need to use it. If you're not maxing it out, you need to strive to max it out, because when it's all said and done, when you retire, you will have Social Security and whatever you've been able to save. Some folks still have pensions. If you work for the government, you have a pension. But most folks today no longer have pensions. So it's what you're able to save, and the best way to save and get a tax deduction along the way is your 401k, 403b, 457, IRA, whatever it might be. Take it and use it to the max.
One other thing I want to point out as well is that the government uses limits on income for whether or not you can contribute and get a tax deduction for traditional IRAs, and they also have limits for how much you can contribute into a Roth depending on your income. And so all of those limits went up as well by about $4,000. So if your income stayed the same and in years past you were not able to contribute to those types of plans because your income was too high, it may have phased you in, so you can now make those contributions. So something to keep in mind for 2019 as well, that you may be able to do a Roth or get a traditional IRA tax deduction when the time comes. So.
All right. Kyle, what do you think, buddy?
Kyle, phones are blowing up, man.
I think it's time to take a phone call.
Yeah,
if
let's
you want
do
to do
it.
That. All right, 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running. It's 21232. We'll go out to Winter Haven. Lou is going to kick us off this morning. Lou, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Lou, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
Okay. The other night I received a phone call from my older brother, and he's in the process of selling his home. And he's retired, newly retired as well. He says he's fed up with owning a home, so he wants to sell and get out there in the rental area. His question to me was, what do I do with the money that I get from my home, where that would probably be in the vicinity of about $250,000, and he doesn't plan on taking that money and buying another home with it. And he's concerned with taxes and so forth, whatever he does with the money. So I can't really help him with that. I don't know what...
Are you the older brother, Lou?
I'm the older brother.
Yeah. So he looks to you for financial advice. Well, that's good. I'm glad you and you directed him to us. Well, all right, let me tell you what you need to do, what your brother needs to do.
Yeah.
This is a common question that Aaron and I and the 10 other certified financial planner pros at CFG deal with day in and day out. People have this kind of situation, life-changing situation, either inherited money or they maybe won the lottery. We have some lottery winners as clients. But anyway, you have this sudden wealth, as we'll call it, in your brother's case. He's got this sudden chunk of money. What do you do with it? So, Aaron, if Lou's brother walked in their office, where would we start?
Yeah.
Well, it's been his primary residence, correct? So he's been living there...
He's been there for about 15 years.
Okay, and is he married?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so they can have $500,000 worth of profit in that home and not owe any taxes. So my first concern always whenever someone's selling a property is what their tax bill is going to be or what they're going to have to give to the government. So it sounds like he's not going to have any sort of taxable obligation. So then he's got this money, and he's got to try and figure out what to do with it. So he's going to have, you said he's going to want to rent, correct?
That's right. Either rent or lease or something along those lines. Something that will allow him a leisure time so that
sure.
He doesn't have to keep fixing things around the house.
How old is your brother, Lou?
He is 72 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a factor of what his other assets are that he has, what the expenses are that he's incurring currently, what other debts he may have, what other obligations besides his debts and his mortgage now that he's going to have. Does he have car loans? Does he have credit card debt? Gotta look at debt. This is a perfect instance of somebody needing to do a financial analysis. And that's what we do. You'd have to come in and we'd have to do a cash flow analysis to see what sort of return he needs to get on those new, on those dollars in order to maintain his lifestyle and have a high degree of certainty that he's not going to run out of money in the next 20 years.
Here's the here's what many people in your brother's situation end up doing, Lou. They have this chunk of money, and they listen to a lot of people, and they go to these seminars, and then they start making decisions that have no semblance of ever getting them to what it is they need to accomplish. Sometimes they're too aggressive with their money and end up losing a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, they could be too conservative and wake up 10 years later and find out that they're running out of money. So this is what financial planning does. This is why we're what we do and how we built our company over 40 years. We look at where you are today, what you need to do to get to where you want to go, how conservatively you can invest your money and still have a high probability of still having money in the bank when you're 95 years old. So planning is the most important part of good investing. Before you head on down that highway, you need to know if you need to go be 60 miles an hour or if you got to goose it up and go 80 miles an hour. Or going 40 miles an hour will get you there. But most people, because they don't understand this stuff or they were never trained or they get bad advice, end up with, as I say, a collection of financial accidents. So your brother is a prime candidate for meeting with a certified financial planner professional, somebody who will sit down with him, go over his life in detail, charge him a fee to do that. Anybody that's going to do this for free, offer you a free financial plan, that's a gimmick. They want you to get you in there, and they're going to sell you something. Get somebody that will do this for a fee. Our fees are modest, and people say, I didn't believe it was so inexpensive. But when he walks out of there, he'll have peace of mind, and he'll know what to do for the next 20 years of his life. That's what planning is all about. Lou, I wish I could tell you exactly what he needs to do. But because there's so many variables in everybody's life and everybody is different what they want to accomplish, I can't give you a specific. But I can tell you what he should do. He should see a professional, see a certified financial planner professional, somebody that has the credentials that is going to charge him or her a fee to do this kind of work, and that will get him started. And then if you want to hire that individual to help them manage the money, it should be on a fee basis, not somebody who wants to do it for commission. That's what we do at Certified Financial Group. We'd love to talk to your brother. We have clients all over the country, that some of whom we've never met. And we do this via FaceTime, and we have long-standing relationships with those folks as well. So we'd love to work with your brother. Lou, I appreciate your call and wish you the very best. Right, okay. Kyle?
Go ahead. Who would I talk to about getting a telephone number and so forth?
Well, let me give that to you.
Yeah, you can go to there's two ways. You can go to our website, financialgroup.com, if you have access to the Internet, or you can call our office on Monday, 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800. And you can ask for Joe or myself, and we'll be happy to talk to you or talk to your brother when the time comes.
Okay, so the, it would either be Joe or who? What is the other name?
Aaron, you're talking to Aaron there. Or any one of the other 10 others.
Yeah, or
certified financial planner. Go on our website. We've got a bunch of smiling faces. You can learn all about us individually, and you can click on one of those pictures and set up an appointment. And it is a complimentary consultation because we want to be sure that we can help you and you want to be sure you like us and you can get a cup of coffee and get some questions answered. And at the end of that session, we'll tell you what our fee is to do the planning for you and then you make an intelligent decision.
Sounds good.
All right, Lou. Thank you for the call.
Thanks,
right.
Lou.
Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
If you would like Lou's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well at 21232. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group, Joe Burt, Aaron Burt, here live on the radio. All right, it's time to get three. Hey, welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekends. We are 5 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, but we want to get right back to the busy phone lines here we have for the Certified Financial Group by going out to Cocoa Beach, talking to Bill. Bill, you're next up with the Certified Financial Group. Go ahead.
Morning, Bill.
Sir, this is good morning. This is a real quick question for you guys.
Sure.
I'm selling a non-homesteaded property, and I talked to a real estate agent about it the other day, and she told me that the capital gains on it would be for the sale price instead of the actual profit that I'm making on it. So, for instance, if I'm selling it for $150,000 at 20%, that would be about $30,000, and if it was based on the actual profit I made, it would be something like $18,000. So, Could you clarify that for me, whether it's on the sale price, the capital gains, the 20%, or on the difference between the sale price and what I paid for the property?
Was the property a rental property? Were you renting it out?
No.
So it was just a,
no.
It was just a second home that you had?
Second home, yeah.
Okay, so you didn't depreciate it at all?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, your profit would, you would owe taxes on the difference between what you bought it for and what you sold it for.
She needs to turn,
no, that's what I figured.
She needs to turn in a real estate license because she doesn't know what she's talking about.
I guess not, no.
Yeah, that's a crime.
That, yeah. Okay, that's all I had for you guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know, we see there's so much confusion on, in fact, it happened a couple times this week here in meeting with clients. They still have, a lot of folks still have that old, mentality about the old tax law that you had to roll over your gain in the sale of your house to
right.
avoid the
yeah.
tax. How many times do you hear that? Old tax law ideas just will not die. So anyway.
Yeah, once somebody hears something, it's in their
yeah,
minds forever.
Unless you tune in to 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings to WDBO and get the straight facts, right?
Amen.
All right, let's quickly go
to Richard in Winter Springs.
Richard. Good morning. Yeah. What's up?
What's up, Richard?
Hi, I was just wondering, if you don't have a will, what happens to your estate when you die? And my other question is, if I just take a piece of paper and say I want my estate to go to a member of my family and have a witness, is that okay?
Well, what happens if you don't have a will? Your assets will go through probate. Probate is not a tax. It's the time and expense of getting your assets, which you have in your name alone, to whomever might be your survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call dying intestate. In the state of Florida, if you die without a will, there is by statute, your assets will be divided among your lineage, depending if you're married, whether you have kids, stepkids, aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever. So that's what happens if you don't have a will. Now, your question about whether or not you can write it on a piece of paper and have it witnessed, yeah, you can do that. However, it might be contested by some relative, and as a minimum, you ought to have that witness, you ought to be notarized. But there's nothing that says you can't do a will on a napkin if you want to do that. However, if it's loosey-goosey and somebody comes along and contests it, you may, in fact, have a problem. A will is not that expensive. In fact, on top of a will, people think that's, you know, that's all I need is a will, right, Aaron? But there are other documents that our listeners need to know about.
Yeah, I mean, let me make another comment about the will. It's better to pass away and not actually have anything go through your will. The will is really should be used to clean up loose ends for things that, for accounts that you have that weren't properly
titled.
So any investment account or asset that you have can be properly titled to pass that to beneficiaries without actually having to go through the probate process. That's the preferred way to do it. And that doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is work with whoever manages your assets or work with your bank or whoever your accounts are and make sure that things are properly titled and that they either have a transfer on death or pay on death designation, or if you have life insurance or any sort of retirement accounts or annuities, that all of those have proper beneficiaries on it. And all of those things will pass outside of the will. That's the preferred way to do that. The will's for the loose ends.
And we'll get back after the break of the other things you need in addition to a will. Why, a will in and of itself is probably not the total package.
Thanks for the call, Richard.
So, Richard, you can hang online or be listening on the other side. If you would like to get on one of our Empty Phone lines, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group, the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Berg and Aaron Berg, right here on News 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Bird, alongside Aaron Bird, taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 212-32. Joe, for anybody that may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about today?
Aaron and I are here to answer any question that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we go through life, trying some of this, trying some of that, we find we have a collection of financial accidents. So we are your financial body shop. We take out the bondo and patch you up, send you down the road. So we want to answer questions that you might have regarding stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, long-term health care, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, 401ks, all that and more. We are here. Those are the kind of questions that Aaron and I and the 10 other CFP professionals at CFG deal with day in and day out for a fee, but on Saturday morning we do those things for free. So if you have any questions about any of those topics or anything else I may have missed, just pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Cleve in Orlando has done just that. Cleve's up next. You're on with the Certified Financial Group. Good morning.
Cleve.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I'm going to sell my home that I've been in for 32 years.
Where are you going?
I don't want to sell it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to move to Arlington Ridge, just south of Leesburg.
Oh, okay.
And my home's probably going to sell for about $425, and the one I'm going to buy is probably about $420, so about the same price.
Got it.
But I'm probably going to have to buy the new home before I sell mine.
Okay.
So my question is, if I buy the new home and pay cash for it, and then sell mine, say, 6 months to a year later, am I going to have to pay capital gains tax because of the way I did it?
No.
Well, are you married?
Yes.
Okay. So as Aaron said in the previous segment, what are the rules, Aaron?
As long as you've been living there for this is your primary residence, yes?
It is. It's my only residence. I've been there 32 years.
And you don't have a gain of more than $500,000, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you've been living there continuously for the last 30 years. You are going to owe no taxes on the sale of your property.
As long as it's your primary residence in two of the last 5 years. So
right.
If it takes several years for you to sell that property, as long as you can look back and say, in the last 5 years, that was my primary residence, you will pay no taxes.
Oh, very good.
How about
Thank
that?
You very much, gentlemen.
Does that make your day?
It does.
There you go, Cleve. Thanks
All
for
right.
calling.
All right.
Good All luck
right.
on the move.
All right, Cleve, thank you so much. If you want Cleve's line, it's 844-220-0965. Let's go to Apopka, talk to Steve on line four. Steve, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Steve.
Up, Hi, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a quick question, hopefully. The next year I'm going to reach full retirement age for Social Security, and I want to know if I'm going to get caught with making too much money before I start taking it and not have to pay back. Is there some special rule for the year that you turn the full retirement age on how much you can make without having to turn it back in temporarily?
Let me ask you some questions, if I can.
Sure.
You're going to be 66 next year?
Yes.
Okay, and are you married?
Yes.
And how old is your wife?
She's already 66, and she's already taken a little bit of Social Security. She had a pretty small check.
So she's starting Social Security on her own benefit?
Yes.
And you're going to continue to work?
Yeah, at least until I turn 66.
Okay. Well, you have a couple different options. When you turn 66, you're going to actually have two options. Since your wife is already taking Social Security, you can choose to take half of her benefit, if you choose, and continue to let your own benefit earn what are called delayed retirement credits, which is going to allow your own benefit to continue to grow at 8% per year until you decide to turn it on. The maximum it'll grow is 32% bigger, which is at age 70 is the biggest it'll get.
Now that doesn't, and that doesn't mean when Aaron said you're going to take half her benefit, that doesn't mean she loses anything.
Right,
she gets
right.
her benefit, and you get on top of that half of her benefit.
And you would get actually half of what she would have gotten at 66. So if she had started earlier, you would actually get more than half.
Okay. So no, she started at 66.
Okay, so then you would get half of her age 66 benefit. Alternatively, you can start your own benefit at 66, and if you start at full retirement age, there is no earnings limitation. You can earn as much money as you want and not have to owe anything back. It's only if you start Social Security prior to age 66, there are some earnings limitations that you would owe some money back if you earned over certain limits, but that wouldn't apply to you if you started FRA. With a lot of go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to say, so if I delay it, say, like 6 months, then it will continue to increase. Is increased monthly?
Yes, monthly increase.
Okay.
So
cool.
With most of our clients, we recommend that the highest earner continue to delay Social Security as long as possible, assuming that you're in good health. Obviously, health would change things. But if you have other assets that you can live off of and continue to delay Social Security, you're going to get a 8% growth in that benefit every year that you can delay. And that is beneficial, I mean, it's like buying a pension from the government that has a cost of living increase that's going to go up at 8%.
That's pretty sizable.
And the best part about it is that if something were to happen to you, your wife would inherit your larger benefit. So it's kind of longevity insurance for her as well. So for most of our clients, we recommend that they wait, at least a higher earner wait as long as possible to start Social Security.
Okay. Well, food for thought. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much. Go on Steve's line. It's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Go to Dale in Orlando. Dale, you're up next.
Dale.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Kind of came into work Monday and got an email saying that the pension plan that I've been paying into for the last 30 years has been frozen. Mm-hmm. So just trying to find out the ins and outs. They did say there'd be a forthcoming letter saying what the options were. Just kind of looking things to kind of keep an eye on, things I might want to consider, and just know that which option may be right going forward.
Well, first of all, when they freeze your pension plan, that means that obviously they're no longer going to be contributing to it, and the benefits will not get larger. So whatever's in that, whatever you've accrued in that account while you're working, will be your benefit. Now, what they decide to do with that, in some cases they freeze it, and which means that you can't draw your pension benefit until full retirement age. In some cases, they want to just disband the plan, if you will, and they're going to offer you the opportunity to take that pension amount, that amount that you've accrued, that lump sum, and cash it out, heaven forbid, and pay taxes on it, or better yet, roll it into an IRA and then be able to pull from it in your retirement. So that's another option that you have. The best thing for you to do is to meet with a certified financial planner professional to determine what the best thing for you to do. Because you have a life-changing situation here. If you make the right decision, you can be on the right track. If you make the wrong decision, you could perhaps blow up your retirement. So this is not uncommon today. A lot of companies today want to get out of the pension business because of the liabilities because people are living longer and they've unfunded the pension, so they want to wash their hands of it. Some of the larger companies today are turning over their whole pension program, if you will, to insurance companies and buying everybody annuities to start the pension payout process. So depending on the circumstances, Dale, you're going to have some options, and if you make the right decisions, you ought to be okay.
I'm looking to make a win-win,
Well, Dale, this is what we do for our clients day in and day out. You've got this life, you've reached a fork in the road here. You've got to make a decision as to what you want to do. This is where planning comes in. You don't want to just take that money, roll it into an IRA, and have somebody sell you something that you think sounds good, but you haven't read the fine print, and you wake up 10 years later and say, gee, I wish I'd have known that. So spend a few bucks, have somebody do a plan for you, and don't go to one of these places where they say, well, they will do the plan for free because they're trying to sell you something.
I've kind of gone down that road before, and just like I said, it is sort of a big event. A sizable part of what I've kind of been banking on for my retirement. So one wrong move, and I kind of back up. When the letter gets here, we'll kind of put it all together and maybe come see, explore all those options, and make sure we don't do something that I regret.
Great. We look forward to seeing you. Once again, we offer a complimentary consultation. Our website is?
If you go to financialgroup.com, or you can give our office a call at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE.
Great. Okay. Thanks for the call, Dale.
That would be my next move. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dale.
All right, Dale in Orlando, thank you so much. We appreciate it. If you want Dale's line, it's 844-220-0965. We got a lot of busy phone calls, so let's get to them so we can get to everybody here. Randy in Lakeland is up next. Randy, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Randy.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm 62. I'm going to retire in 4 years and a few months after that. I really appreciate the fact that you guys don't try to sell something, so I really think I can trust your opinion on this. Because the stock market is so volatile right now, bonds are not going to make me any money. I have 4 years to try to pull off what I should have been doing for 40 years, which is saving money for retirement. So what do you think about tax certificates? They pay about 18% from what I've heard at the Polk County Real Estate Investment Association meetings is that you can't lose. Might take a little while to get it. It's not as liquid as, a certificate from the bank, but I really like your opinion on those.
Well, don't be swayed by the 18%. That's the kind of the come on rate. Nobody gets the 18%. Those are up for auction, and people bid on them. And as they bid, as the prices increase, the ultimate payout is going to be less. In the good old days in Florida, it was kind of a close-knit society that the good old boys used to get together at the courthouse and buy these tax certificates, and everybody walk away happy, slapping each other on the back, and have some pretty good programs. Today, the educated public is now in on the game, and they bid on these things. And, of course, as the price increases, the yield decreases. So you're not going to get 18%. And if somebody doesn't touch it at 18%, you're probably going to buy something, a piece of property that has nuclear waste on it, and you don't want to own it, or ultimately own it. So it isn't all that it's cracked up to be. And then the other thing you got to be careful now, there's these seminars out there that will offer you the tricks on how to do this. It is not for the unwary, unknowledgeable. You might get in on the ground floor and get a certificate at a reasonable price, but it isn't as easy as it sounds, Randy.
Okay. I should do a lot more research before I go down to the...
Without question.
Oh, yeah.
Without question. Yes, 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 yes.
All right.
Now, you're protected.
All right.
I mean, when you own that certificate, you're protected in terms of getting your money. And if they don't pay, then you're going to end up with a property. And back in the old days, a lot of the good old boys would hope that the tax certificate would go into default, and then you end up owning the property. And that happens in some cases, but it's rare, very, very rare today. Because it's becoming more transparent, and the good old boy network has kind of fallen apart. All right, Randy.
All right, well, thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right, Randy, thank you so much. If you want Randy's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. And, of course, we are on Facebook today. If you want to put Certified Financial Group in your search bar and watch the video and the text machine, 21232. But, Joe, how else can they reach you during the week?
Well, once again, you can just call our office at 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan, or the old-fashioned way, 407-869-9800. Or better yet, I think the thing for most listeners is go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. You can learn about us, how we're different from most folks out there that do financial planning. We've been doing it for a number of years. We are a CFEX certified firm, which means we've met the highest standards of fiduciary compliance for our clients, and you can learn all about us and make an appointment right through there, and also get some good tips on the tab, Donnie? Info to know on our website. We talk about those index annuities that are very popular out there, the people, you know, the pros and cons mm-hmm. of those, so all kinds of stuff. But anyway, go to our website, financialgroup.com.
Info to know.
Info to know.
Sounds good. All right, 844-220-0965. We will continue to play it tomorrow.
Today.
Right after we get the three big things.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
All right, welcome back. It is the final segment of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. Last chance, good question to answer.
I love this song,
Orlando. You like this?
I love this song.
This is one of your favorites.
Yeah, this is Buckingham's.
Go ahead. Sing along there. Go ahead.
No, you don't do that.
All right.
This sounds great in these headphones.
If you can't sing along, then it's really not your favorite.
1965. Yep.
All right, so we'll let that play for a little while longer. In the meantime, I will give out the phone number in case you want to get online. 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. We only have 5 minutes left before latest news, weather, and traffic. We got to get out of here for the day. So let's go to Harry in Longwood. Harry, you're
up. Harry, what's up, Harry?
I remember the Buckingham.
How about that, Harry? You're a good man.
My wife and I both turned 66 this year.
All right.
She's been taking Social Security since she was 62-ish. And I just heard today from you guys something about I could take half of hers?
Yes, sir.
At 66?
Yes, sir.
Really? Do I have to pay it back?
No.
Out of mine?
No, it's what's called a restricted application for spousal benefits. So once you reach full retirement age, if you were born before 1954,
January 1st,
1954, you are eligible to do what's called a restricted application for spousal benefits once you reach full retirement age. So for those people, and they changed a lot of the Social Security rules a couple of years ago. They got rid of what was called file and suspend, and they actually got rid of the restricted application, but they grandfathered in people who were born before 1954, which you are in that bucket.
Yes.
So once you turn 66, you are entitled to half of your wife's benefit had she waited until 66. So since she started early, you would actually get more than half of her benefit, and then you can delay your own benefit until age 70 and continue to earn delayed retirement credits on your own benefit between age 66 and 70. And then when you file for benefits, your wife will probably get a raise based off of your earnings versus her benefit.
Harry, life is good, buddy.
Yeah, it's nice to get a little bit of it back again.
How about that?
But you got to do it right. So if you need help, feel free to call our office, and we can set up an appointment and help you file online if you want to make sure that the application is done correctly.
It's something we do for our clients. Our clients come in the office. They don't have to wait in line at the Social Security office, and we set them up right there in our office.
Oh, man, you guys are great. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Harry, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Take care.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze in Anthony and Apopka. Anthony, go ahead.
Anthony, what's up?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Good listening to you guys' show.
Thank you.
I recently moved to Florida from New Jersey, and I sold my property, and I have some equity in my account, and I'm trying to figure out if there is an account, some sort of a service that I could reinvest this money in. I'm not looking for something risky. I'm not like high yield, but decent yield, more than what a CD account would give.
So are you trying to? This is property that you've sold in New Jersey for a profit.
Yeah.
And when did you sell it, Anthony? How long ago?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay, so obviously a 1031 exchange is out of the question. So what you're looking at is what you should do with the money, right?
Yeah, well, it's sitting in the account making nothing, and
of course,
a CD account is absolutely no good.
Of course. Well, Anthony, it's really a function of two things. Number one is when you're going to need to start drawing from that money, okay? And number two, when you need to start drawing, how much you need to draw. And what that requires is really to doing some planning. I wish I could tell you off the top of my head where you ought to stick that money. There is no one investment that fits everybody, and so we would be doing you and our listeners a disservice as we said, you know, Anthony, this is where you ought to put your money, because we don't know enough about you. It's kind of like going to the doctor and saying, doctor, I don't feel so good. What kind of pills should I be taking? We have no idea. The challenge that every listener has is there are tens of thousands of different investment choices that are out there, and the what's best for any particular individual is really a function of where you are in life, what you need to do, what you're trying to accomplish, what your tax situation is, what your assets are, what your liabilities are, how old you are, and a whole bunch of other. And that's what planning comes in. And Anthony, this is what we do as a firm. This is what we've done for 40 years. We're certified financial planner professionals. We do it for our clients for a fee. We serve as fiduciaries for our clients, which means what we do has to be in your long-term best interest. So if you want some information, if you want to get started on the right track, give us a call or go to our website. That's financialgroup.com.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group. What's the best number to reach you guys during the week?
Call our office, 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan. Give us a call.
All right.